USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lieutenant in the U.S. Coast Guard has been arrested and is being accused of a domestic terrorism plot. Christopher Paul Hassan will be appearing in court on Thursday. When federal agents searched his apartment, they found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. They also found a Democratic hit list, which includes Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, as well as Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker. The list also names TV anchors from MSNBC and CNN. Empire actor Jesse Smollett has now been charged with disorderly conduct in connection with filing a false police report about an assault in Chicago last month. The two men who were arrested in the case told investigators they were paid by Smollett to stage the assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Former Trump fixer Michael Cohen has a new date to testify before Congress. He'll appear before the House Government Affairs Committee in 1 week. He was given a few more weeks before he has to begin serving his prison sentence because he's still recovering from surgery. There are reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller could turn in his report on Russian election meddling and possible ties to the Trump campaign by next week. Asked if the report would be released to the public, President Trump said,
"That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country."
The winter storm that pounded much of the nation caused nearly 2,300 flight cancellations and 6,000 flight delays. It also made for hazardous road conditions in the Northeast all the way to Minnesota.
It's really rough out there. The roads are really slick and they're not plowed.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Authorities are now warning caregivers and parents about what they say is a brand new and very risky social media challenge. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
It's called the 48-hour challenge. It encourages teenagers to stage disappearances for up to 2 days, as in 48 hours. As mentions of their disappearance spread on social media, they rack up points for the longer they stay away from home. Authorities say the challenge can distract law enforcement agencies from helping people who are actually in trouble. Police and sheriff's departments are asking parents to explain to their kids why reporting fake disappearances is a dangerous thing to do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security and more law enforcement agencies are now using drones. John Clemens has the story.
The so-called eyes in the skies used to refer to law enforcement helicopters, but with tighter budgets, many are turning to drones at a fraction of the cost. Whether for accident investigation, SWAT team support, or for search and rescue, drones are being used by an increasing number of law enforcement departments, including Homeland Security. There are some concerns over privacy, but Americans are slowly beginning to accept these new eyes in the skies. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.